Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, everybody. I just sent it out on Twitter. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and I am the one and only Kenny Talk. The link is out there. Click on it, and let's have some fun today. Today's topic, we're going to talk about the givers. How do you identify a giver? How do you know that you're involved with a person that's a giver? What's the difference between a giver and a taker? It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. Joining us, joining you on this, you know, nice Wednesday night in the city. It's a nice night out. Are you guys having a good night? I hope you are. But guess what? If you're not having a good night, your night has just changed. Because you know why? Kenny Talk is in the building. And we're going to discuss a relationship topic for you to take back with you. It's going to be real important that you listen closely. Because you know what? I don't want you to miss out on anything. We're going to pay some bills first and foremost. And we're going to be back with the Relationship Truth of the Week. I am Kenny Talk of the Kenny Talk Experience, man. And we talk real relationship talk, the kind of talk that run people off because it be the real. It be the truth, you know. We do not, we do not sugarcoat. Get up. Dollhouse Radio's on. Let's do it.
Naked waiting for
tell you, that song go hard, man. That song go hard. Check it out. Check it out. It's time for us to start the show. It's time for us to start the show. The show is very important. The message is even more important. What the people's take from it is more important to me. Welcome, everybody, to another great episode of the Real Relationship Talk Show. And I'm about to go in, but I love to start first and foremost with what we like to call the relationship truth of the week. And I'm going to tell you what that relationship truth is, and then I'll give you guys a time to hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you're thinking. And if you ain't following on social media already, what is you doing, man? You got to go on, get in where you fit in at, right? The page is Kenny Talk, the Kenny Talk Experience. Go and like that page. I don't think I have any more room on the Kenneth DeMoss page, but like the other page. And you know what? Twitter at Kenny Talk EXP. I got a lot of room for you. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Follow your boy on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And listen to the message that we do bring on behalf of you. That's how we do it. All right. So the relationship truth of the week is going to be this. And I'm going to give y'all some time to kind of think on it. Just only a few, like about 60 seconds. Then I'm going to drop, you know, a little bit of dialogue behind it. Okay. The relationship truth of the week is, many times the person that your lover turns out to be was the person that they have always been from the start. Many times, the person that your lover turns out to be is the same person that they were from the start. And we're going to discuss that real quick. So I'm going to give y'all a little bit of time. How many of you guys have ever been in that situation? How many of you can relate? How many of you feel where this message is actually coming from? Huh? It's real talk. Dollhouse Radio is on. We're gonna bring it to you raw, right? And the way I'm gonna connect this, y'all gonna say, man, you connected that. Right? And that's how I go. You know, we got a lot of big things in store for Dollhouse Radio and for the Kenny Talk Experience, the Real Relationship Podcast Show going into 2017. We still going strong and we never gonna stop because we do it for the people. Real talk. All right, well, check it out. The dialogue that I want to bring to you guys today around that is going to be about people being givers. When we first meet each other in relationships, things seem to be going so well, right? And that's where a lot of confusion comes in at. Because if you are a lot of people start off when they meet in relationships, they start off giving. There's a whole lot of giving going on in relationships and dating. And the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, because it's the same reason why a fisherman, he would give unlimited worms with the hopes or in exchange for getting the fish. He would spend countless hours. He would put in time. If he go out this Saturday and don't catch anything, he'll come back next Saturday for sure, because you know why? He's passionate about fishing. He will give unlimited time, unlimited worms, but the goal is to get the fish, right? So let's talk about that relationship. Up front, we give and give and give because deep down we got something that we want in return, right? People start off in relationships giving and giving and giving and giving and giving, but once they get what they want in return, they turn into the person that they truly are. The giving gets slower. You know? The giving changes. So why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Why is that? And the reason why is because when you talk about being a giver, if you're looking for something in return, if your focus is that on something in return, then in actuality, that's not what you are. You're not a giver, you're a taker, right? And we meet a lot of people that are takers, but they come up, they approach us as givers because we got something that they want. So that was the meaning behind that post at that particular point. If you want to get them, like that page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, @KennyTalk_, @KennyTalk_, holler at us, right? So let's start the conversation, right? Since we already in it and we're talking about givers and takers, right? We're talking about givers and takers. What are some of the things that you give up front in a relationship? What are some of the things that you just initially give in a relationship? We come into relationship bearing gifts. We give whatever it takes. One thing that women don't give, a lot of women, I'm going to start with the ladies. One thing that you guys don't give initially in a relationship, you don't give headaches. You don't give stress to the guy. None of that happens at that point. You guys are patient. You deal with way more than you deal with in the long run than you do up front. Or you deal with more up front than you do in the long run. So I need y'all to understand that when you come into the relationship and you come off like that, you got to understand the guys are happy. We're happy. We think we found the one. This is the one. Man, I tell you, she everything that I ever wanted, man. She cool. She don't be tripping. She don't be... Hey, how many of y'all ever felt like that, fellas? Keep it real. I'm going to go to Facebook and I want to see what y'all are saying, right? Get me up on my inbox like y'all be doing, right? Okay, but let me show you. How many of y'all have ever been in that situation, right? But then all of a sudden as time go on, you start to pretty much start to define what you have. Okay, we're no longer dating now, babe. Now you're my babe. You know, you're my girlfriend. And then a little bit more time passed after that. And we go from being girlfriends into, you know what, we're in a committed relationship. This is real talk right now. We're going somewhere. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We're making plans. Things are flowing beautifully. We're moving towards walking down the aisle. Things are getting, you know, and then all of a sudden, things start to change. Sometimes it don't change right there. It don't change until after after the wedding. But for the most part, once you get in a committed relationship, that's when a lot of concerns start being expressed. That's when a lot of frustration start to be expressed. That's when a lot of finger points start. Things that I need to work on. Things that I need to do better. Places I need to be. Places I don't need to be. People I need to be talking to and people I don't need to be talking to. Are y'all feeling me on that? So when you talk about it in the beginning, going back to being back on topic, you ladies give and give all of that in the beginning, but then snatch the rug out from under us. And they wonder, wow. They actually start to wonder, why is my man happier not being around me? Why does he do every chance he gets to hang out with the fellas? Why is he trying to do that? Every chance he gets, why is that? And the reason why is because the game has changed. You're no longer the giver that you were in the beginning. You're starting to reveal who you really are. You're really a taker because you wanted this in exchange. You wanted control in exchange. You wanted to be able to call shots. Here's what needs to happen. Here's what you need to do. This pisses me off. Change this. Y'all dig what I'm saying? And I'm not doing this to really hurt anybody's feelings, but what we do on the Real Relationship Talk Show is we give the truth. And we allow you to make the decision as to how you're going to handle it. And you know, you got some women that are cool with that. They accept it. You know why? They tell me that on Facebook all the time. That's just how they are, and that's what they want. Right? And there's a man out there for them that's going to accept it. And you know what? You're right. There are guys out there that do accept it. They cool with that, right? So we're not saying change who you are if that's what you accept. Rock on. Rock out. Do what you do. But we want you to understand that this is the truth. And you do have a right to make a decision as to whether you want that or not. Now, that's from a giver and a taker perspective, from a man and a woman perspective, what you want. That's the point I'm trying to make. Next point. Let's keep it moving. Now, all right. Once you get to the point, well, how do you identify, number one, if you have a giver? And this person right here is a giver. How do you identify if you are a giver? Because we all want to believe that we're givers. You know, we put others before ourselves. Hey, I put others before, I mean, we put others before ourselves, right? Wrong. Everybody don't do it. Some people do it, but everybody don't do it for the exact, those that do it, they don't do it for the exact same reason. You got some people, or majority of people, that put people before themselves only, but they do it out of getting, they get something out of doing that. They do it because they want to do it, because they know they're going to get something out of it. I'll do that for you as long as I get you. I'll put you before me as long as I have you. I'll put you before me as long as you do this. You continue to do this. Hey, I'll put you before me if at times equivalent you put me before you. See, as long as there is something attached to the end of it, then it's almost as if to say you're not really a giver. You're not a giver. And you got that small percentage that does that. They give and give and give and give. Right? And you know what? I love to hear people talk about how I used to be in the old days. How I used to be back in the day. You know what I'm saying? They used to be like, man, you know what? Why in the world? Here's the question. Why in the world do relationships last longer back in the day? What did women do back in the day to stay married that women are not doing today? And y'all want to know what that is? I don't know now. I know y'all probably never heard this before, but y'all hearing it first right here. I'm the one and only Kenny talking. I'm going to be the one that bring it to you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and I'm not going to hide anything from you. I'm going to give and expect nothing in return. I'm going to do exactly like the women did back in the day. The women back in the day, they were really givers. The women back in the day, they didn't even lean on so much their choice into who they wanted to marry. They became the woman that a man wanted to marry. They became that woman. They became the woman that compelled a man to say, hey, man, you finna do this thing. You finna take care of my household. You finna raise my kids. You know what I'm saying? And when they grabbed that woman didn't start focusing inward. It wasn't about her. She knew it from the beginning that it was all about the family. It was all about her husband's happiness. You know what? And that's why a lot of women nowadays say, yeah, that's why men used to run over women back then. And you know what? Hey, I mean, maybe. You might be right. But I can tell you one thing. They stayed married. And the reason why they did that is because they truly put themselves after the family. They made sure the house was all in order consistently. They made sure the kids were, you know, taken care of or what have you, fully clothed, sent off to school and things of that nature. They made sure the husband was supported. They stayed down. They put their needs, they put their family's needs before their own. Right? And that's what compelled that man to say, hey, this is wife. This is the wife. That's what compelled him to stay. Does that make sense? Nowadays, we are focused so much inward that it's about me. It's about my happiness. It's about what I deserve. You know? I need a man that, you know, me. And that's what run people off, because the focus inward, or the focus on what I deserve and what I want and what I'm tired of dealing with, you see, what it does is it kind of clogs or distracts you from being a giver. And a true giver is always going to be an awesome getter, because the universe is just going to attract great things to him, right? Now, I'm not sitting here telling you to let any man run over you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just telling you the truth. When women decide to be givers again, they're going to attract people that want to give to them. When men understand that they need to be more of a giver, they won't be distracted by whatever they want to do, whatever we want to do, and when we want to do it. They'll know then that, guess what? The picture is bigger than just me and my wants, me and my desires. And I want to drop that on y'all today. How do you know when you got a giver? You know that you have a giver when there's truly no expectation of something in return. There's nothing on the other end of it. Here's why I did X in order to get Y, in order to get Z, right? And some people give and give and give because they're getting what they want from you. They're getting you. As long as I got you, I'm going to continue to give. But the moment I feel like I don't have you, I'm going to stop giving. And then you have the mutual giver. As long as you give, I'm going to give. You stop giving, I'm going to stop giving. So you're not really a giver. Man, it's a real relationship talk show, and I wanted to drop that on y'all here today. You know what? This show is a platform to deliver the truth, and we've been doing it for several years. Dollhouse Radio has allowed this to go on. She allowed me to be my myself, talk crazy. I mean, go back and forth like I got somebody hitting me up right now. I see you. They saying, man, you be talking so crazy. I get it, right? I might sound crazy to some. I might. But like I say, you have to decide what you're going to accept at the end of the day. It's not about right. It's not about wrong. It's only what you will accept. Come on, y'all. And I said that so many times. Y'all heard that from me. Y'all heard that from Kenny Talk. All right. So we at the point right now where we got a clear understanding about how to identify a giver. When you get to the point to where you are not expecting anything in return, the universe is going to open up to you, you know, and all the things that you want, they're just going to come. You don't even have to ask. You don't even have to think about them, right? And that's the truth. And a lot of us actually give things. Let me take it here. We give from a comfortable perspective. And I like to use this example, right? It's a lot of chicks that love a man that gives. You know what I'm saying? He pays he pay your car note. He give you money to spend. He get your hair done. He buy your purses, you know. He buy your shoes. You know, he do all that kind of stuff for you. He do a lot like that. And we feel like, just because ladies feel like just because this is happening, they feel like they either A, they hit the jackpot, B, they think that man really cares about them. But you have to identify what's being given and compare it to what that person have or what level that they are on to determine if you have a giver. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give y'all a real quick example before we shut things down, because this is really important. When you give from a comfortable perspective, does that really make you a giver? You know, when you give something like for instance, I have millions of dollars and I buy you a purse. You know what I'm saying? Every 6 months, I'm going to buy you a new purse. I'm going to make sure you have the latest shoes. and I'll make sure your car note paid or whatever. You got to understand that that's no skin off my back. It's not much. You got a woman that tells you, I'm going to give you my loyalty. But a woman giving loyalty to you is really a comfortable place to be. Because a woman, the average woman, don't want to be jumping from bed to bed. They don't want to be dating, jumping from date to date. They want to just have one. So when you talk about, I give my loyalty to you, come on. What is that? So I wanted to just drop that on y'all's shoulders real quick. And I know I'm going to get a lot of feedback from it, but that's all right. I welcome it. Hit me up like you always do. It's about time for me to jump into the final thought, right? To kind of shut things down for the day and get everybody off to, you know, over the hump day and into the weekend. Right? Y'all ready for the weekend? So beware of those people who give from a comfortable place, because they're not really giving at all. You know what I'm saying? They ain't really doing much of that. It's a real relationship talk show. How to determine a giver and a taker. All right. The final thought is something I'm going to drop on your head real quick, a little bit of spoken word, and it goes a little something like this. Check it out. Hey. Now, we do this every other week now, so y'all don't go nowhere. All right. So check it out. All right. They say the right words. They behave the right way. They come bearing the gifts that you desire. He makes sure your needs are met from the financial perspective. And he welcomes all the giving that you require. Yeah, he do that. Now, she's the one you've always wanted in your corner holding you down. To call her your ride or die is an understatement. She gives her loyalty, love, and support no matter how many times you mess up. She made it clear that there's no one other to replace her. As you do that, right? All right, when the giving is good, when the giving is going good for the one that's doing most of the getting, the one that's getting seems to care less if the giving is sincere. But it's when the giving stops or the giver feels it's not being reciprocated, it's no longer a pleasure but an inconvenience to give. All right, now many give from their comfort zone or give only what their lovers give. And they monitor the value to make sure it's equal and fair. Now, there are takers pretending to be givers that wouldn't understand unconditional giving, because if they're not getting what they want, they really don't care. Now, I had to drop that on y'all today. That's a big thing right there. As long as the giving or the getting is going good from the giver, it's like the person that's getting, they could care less if what's being given is sincere. It don't matter, because I'm getting what I want, right? The only problem is when it stops. Now we got a problem. And I wanted to drop that on y'all head, right? The realest thing I can let y'all know tonight is to not confuse givers with takers. People that give only for something in exchange, be it your lover or be it you. Dollhouse Radio's on. We're going to be back next week, and y'all better be here, because we're not going to stop. It's a real relationship talk show, and I have a blast doing what I do. Man, until next time, it's the real relationship talk show. Kenny Talk is the name. Make sure you get ready, because I am going to drop another book. It's never gonna stop. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. Salute to all the fellas out there. All the ladies, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Y'all be safe, and I'm out.